USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new CBS News poll shows President Biden's approval rating has dropped 8 percentage points since taking office and now sits at 50%. Biden taking a big hit among independents with over half disapproving of his overall job performance. Regarding Biden's handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, 47% approve. Regarding Biden's actions as president, 49% now believe Biden is competent, that number down 7% from April. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says the science told health officials the coronavirus vaccine becomes less effective over time. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Murthy saying most people have full protection from the virus right now if they are vaccinated. Murthy adding that's why they aren't rolling out COVID boosters until September 20th to the entire population. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
As Afghan refugees are continuing to be put on planes and sent to the United States, the vetting process continues for the refugees.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 troops are currently on the ground to help in that effort. A needed force, as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and the people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others, vulnerable Afghans, before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will boost your protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. And people respond very differently after the first and second shots. There's sort of this general sense that maybe people had more symptoms after the second shot compared with the first shot, but really there's a huge spectrum of responses and symptoms after getting the vaccine. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar, maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine that you might get. So it shouldn't be dramatically different from either of the first two doses. We definitely don't expect people to have severe reactions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.